from Gary O'Neill Studios in Baltimore.
You're listening to the C-Plan Do Show. Gary O'Neill.
All right, here you go. Get the check.
Damn, this shit flaming.
This here is a remarkable So-So Death remix. J.E., y'all. Run DMC to the beach, y'all. And me, y'all know my name. Come on.
See, first of all, I know these so-called players wouldn't tell you this.
What?
But I'ma be real and say what's on my heart.
Yeah.
Let's take this chance and make this love feel relevant. Didn't you know I loved you from the start? Yeah.
What's up, everybody? What's up? Happy party! Yeah! Ow! Woo! As always, welcome to the Seek, Plan, Do Show with me, professional life coach, DJ, serial entrepreneur, cigar aficionado, everything I want to be, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, Mr. Gary O'Neill Jr. And as always, when you roll up on me, please, please, don't forget the junior shout out to Pops. And so we have a really, really power-packed podcast episode today. Hey, man, look at what we're doing here. All right, so let me first, of course, as always, mi corazón, mi familia, thank you. Let me shout out everybody who's watching this right now to the return listeners who might have heard everything from day one, my day one listeners, new listeners. Hey, welcome. Feel this energy. Feel this vibe. All right, people watching on YouTube. Now, if you're watching this on YouTube, it's not going to be the streaming videos that we see typically. It's just going to be the audio recording. But hey, guess what? Thank you for checking that out. You can like, subscribe, share all those wonderful things. All right. Or anybody who's any one of you guys who listen to your favorite streaming platform and my special Patreon fans. Hey, thank you. All right. Wherever you're listening to, however you're listening to, whether you're at work, you're listening in your car, you're listening while you're at the gym, or you're getting some food anywhere, anyhow. Thank you for checking out this episode. All right, now this is a very special episode because this is part of a series, all right, and it's entitled Wedding Season. So today, season 3, episode 8, entitled Wedding Season Part 1. Hey, I'm joined by the amazing, the talented, the dope Lindsey Green. And so we'll be talking with her as far as part one. She is a wedding planner, and we'll be going over how to prepare you for you to have the best wedding ever. Woo! All right. This is what you get on this show. All right. So we're going to be talking with her. It's going to be different people in this wedding series. So make sure you listen to all of them, especially if you just got proposed to, because I want you to have the best wedding ever. All right. Today, we only have one bucket list item because I want to get right to what's going on. So your appetizer is bucket list. And we're going to talk about things you could do to create your bucket list. All right. So without further ado, hey, Gary, can we get to the Seed Plan Do moment of the week? I've been waiting for that. Oh, you already know.
Are you looking to get certified in CPR, first aid, or other life-saving skills? Heart Savers Maryland is your premier CPR training facility. Individual and classroom sessions available. Schedule your training at heartsaversmd.com. Each second counts. Get trained today.
So your Heart Savers sponsored Seek, Play, Do moment of the week is entitled Run. All right. I want to break down a really great quote by Christopher McDougall, and it says, every morning in Africa, a gazelle wakes up. It knows it must outrun the fastest lion or it'll be killed. Every morning in Africa, a lion wakes up. It knows it must run faster than the slowest gazelle or it will starve. It doesn't matter whether you're the lion or the gazelle. When the sun comes up, you better be running. All right, that's an amazing quote. So I always like to drop that off and say, hey, guess what, guys? Either you run the day or the day's going to run you. All right, that is your Seed Plan Do moment of the week. Run. All right, let's get to our song of the week. As always, sponsored by Greenlight Entertainment. This is a really amazing song. Please catch these vibes. All right, check it out now.
Having a wedding, birthday party, or other social or corporate event, contact Greenlight Entertainment today. With our experienced DJs, quality sound, and professional service, we look to make your event the event. Check us out on the web at www.greenlightentertain.com. With Greenlight Entertainment, you have the green light.
Drought and famine, natural disasters. My baby has been around for me. Kingdoms have fallen, angels be calling. None of that could ever make me leave. Yeah. Every time I look into your eyes, I see it. You're all I need. Every time I get a bit inside, I feel it. Ooh, who would have thought I'd get you?
All right, we're back, we're back, we're back. And so here, episode 8 of season 3 entitled Wedding Season. And of course, this is a series, all right, a couple of parts in this series where we talk about how you can have the best wedding ever. I'm going to have a whole series of people that will help you have the best wedding ever. Okay, so with our appetizer, as always, sponsored by Lalone Clothing. If you're looking for fashionable apparel, you looking for show merch like this, all right, as you see some of the things that I have on the episode, get some of this merch. All right, check them out at laloneclothing.com. They have the show merch and they have apparel that fits your vibe. All right, so check them out at laloneclothing.com. And so with this appetizer, we're talking about 7 things you could do to create a bucket list. Now, hey, Gary, what's a bucket list? I'm glad you asked, guys. All right, a bucket list is things that you want to do before you kick the bucket. Now, I don't like to use that kick the bucket phrase, so here are things that you want to do. Now, the great thing is about a bucket list, you don't have to lock it into before you die. You can make a bucket list by the end of the week, by the end of the month, by the end of the year. So this is just things that you definitely want to do so you can put the time frame on when you want to complete these things. So here are 7 things that can help you create your bucket list. Number 1, start with the easy stuff, okay? All right, all of us have a list of places, things that we wanted to do, that you've been wanting to visit. So guess what? Start your list there. You want to go to Turks and Caicos? You want to go to Greenland? You want to go to Iceland? You want to go to Brazil? You want to go to Greece? Hey, start them on your list, okay? Number 2, think about the things that you wanted to do when you were a kid. Sometimes we may have to go all the way back to when we were a kid, all right? It doesn't matter if it's something like, hey, you want to be a princess for a day, you know, or drive a spaceship or something like that. What you can do is translate what you wanted to do as a kid and make it into reality. Okay, so let's say you wanted to be a princess for the day. What that might look like is being pampered for a whole day. Okay, being treated like a princess. Maybe you set up in a luxury resort. Okay, maybe you're doing some of those things that for this one day or this one week or this one month, you're doing this. Okay, maybe when you're saying, hey, I want to drive a spaceship, maybe you want to rent a Ferrari. Okay, or maybe you want to rent a Lambo or something like that, some exotic car. So that way, just maybe you rent it out and you just have that. All right, so just think about some of the things that you wanted to do when you were a kid. Okay, put that on your list. Number three, add some predictable stuff. Okay, all right, and in this article was really dope. Guess what? It said swim with dolphins. A lot of people have swim with dolphins. A lot of people I know swam with dolphins. You don't have to try to say it's an issue with swimming dolphins. You know why people want to swim with dolphins? Because it's amazing. Now, I did hear that they get a little horny, so just be careful about that. All right? But swimming with dolphins is amazing. Going deep sea diving is amazing. Okay? I've been deep sea diving. Now, I will preface this and say that I needed to learn how to swim more because when I went, I didn't know how to swim like that, which then made me say I needed to get swimming lessons. So some people, we went deep sea diving. They get some of the people that already knew how to swim. They got to see the exotic stuff, right? I got to see the basic stuff like catfish. Like I was like, oh, no, when I get back, I'm learning how to swim. And so that's something that I would say, hey, just learn. You know, you might see some things that you want to see. Okay. On this bucket list on how to do your bucket list. Guess what? Add some weird stuff. Let's get weird. Can we get weird? All right. You want to take an elephant? For you want to ride an elephant and give him a bath? You want to learn kung fu? Okay? Do something that is out of the norm. Swimming with dolphins is amazing and awesome. But what's something that you want to do that maybe nobody, that you may not really thought about or something that you want to do specifically for you? Okay? Think about some of these shows. You got people that go across the country and eat all these exotic food like monkey brains or bull testicles or stuff like that. Guess what? Do something weird. Let's get weird with it. Can we get weird? All right, let's get weird. So if it's something that you want to do that's weird, you know, put in the YouTube channel or put it on the comment section on something that you want to do that's weird. Let's get weird out here. Even when I say weird, I got to say weird like that. All right, next thing is think about overall experiences that you do want, okay? All right, maybe you don't want to just say, hey, I want to visit India or, you know, a lot of people go to Dubai or something like that. Maybe you want to see the Taj Mahal, or maybe you want to see something specifically in India or China or anywhere. All right. Meet some people from a different culture. Okay. What does it smell like there? Okay. Eat some amazing food. Get to know what's going on. Listen, some people, of course I'm here in Baltimore. It's some people that will live and die and never get out of Baltimore. They will live and die and have never been West Coast. They will live and die and not book their flight anywhere. I don't want that to be you. Less that the world is to be experienced. Okay. The next thing is decide what's super important and move that to the top of the list. All right. You may not be able to do everything. Okay. All right. So prioritize what you want to do. Okay. All right. It might be something where it doesn't have to be super specific. Like, you know, walk an Incan trail, but it could be something like, hey, learn a new sport. Okay. Next thing is ask your friends for a suggestion. Okay. Family also. All right. You can say, hey, you can ask them, hey, what do you want to do? What do you like to do? And maybe that might work for you. Maybe you can accompany them. That's on their bucket list. It's on your bucket list. You guys can go ahead and do it. All right. But remember, it's your bucket list, not their bucket list. So your bucket list, you're asking for, you know, maybe some suggestion, but not for them to just dictate your bucket list. All right. All right. So that's the last one. That's number seven on seven bucket list items. That is your appetizer for the day. Of course, sponsored by LaloneClothing.com. So season 3, episode 8. This is a wedding series. This is wedding season part 1, where I have the amazing Lindsey Green. So guess what?
We're going to have a, we're going to bring her on. And of course, you know, I just want to take 1 second to say, you know what? If you like this show, please let me know. All right. I'm having dope fire people on the show. And guess what? I appreciate all the support and stuff like that. So guess what? Can we bring Lindsay on? Let's make sure that she's in the building. I see that she's in the green room.
Hi.
All right. Lindsay, what's up?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, hey, hey. All right. Get close to you. I can hear you. Make sure you get close to your mic. Okay. Hey, what up, Lindsay Green? How are you doing today?
I'm good. Can you hear me? I got some static on my end, guys.
Yeah, I can hear a little bit of static, so just move a little close and make sure you fix that, okay? All right. So, Lindsay, so can I get straight to your bio? Can I get to your official bio?
Absolutely.
All right. So, so meet this hopelessly romantic and lover of all things wedding, Lindsay Green. She is the owner and lead consultant for Pink Orchard Weddings and Events. Lindsay's love for people, creativity, eye for detail, and organizational skills makes her the perfect planner for your wedding. Her expertise and skills have a time span over 10 years. She studies her craft and is certified as an event planner, networking coordinator, project manager, and her love wedding planner. Lindsay is a mother to two boys and currently working on a new project coming in 2021 entitled Journey Down the Aisle Bridal Boutique. Hey, Lindsay, welcome to the show.
Hey, Gary, thanks for having me. I'm excited to be with you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you coming in loud and clear. I love it. I love it. Good, good. See, the Illuminati try to get you, but guess what? No. Not on this show. All right, so thank you for being the first person in our wedding series, wedding season. So with every guest, after I read their official bio, are you ready to jump into these rapid fire questions entitled Fuego Rapido? Now, as always, I always like to give my guests that come on the show, I like to give them their questions beforehand. So that way you're ready. That way you know what to do. That way you can knock it off the park. But these questions, oh no, they're rapid fire. Are you ready, Lindsay?
I'm ready.
Good. All right. First question, as always. And I have my finger, as always, on the end interview button. Wings, flats, or drums?
Flats.
Okay, you guys know she can stay. Ding, 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 ding. But to be honest, the answer is C, all of the above. I don't care. It's fine. All right.
Oh, no.
It's really a trick question. It's fine. All right. Now, here's the real one. Lindsay, you know, owner, operator, lead consultant of Pink Orchid Events. What are your thoughts about candy corn?
I think candy corn is the absolute worst candy that you could ever eat in life.
All right, guys, as always, tune in next week where we have another guest. All right, this is the end of this damn episode. All right. That's all right. I had somebody previously, they made me feel good about my taste in candy corn. So I'm good. Okay, all right, we'll get that one out the way. All right, are you ready for the three real questions? Are you ready? I got three for you. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, and I'm gonna put them up to the screen so that way you can see them. But for those of you guys who are watching this on YouTube, we're just having this, we're just streaming this audio, okay? So here's your first question. What is your most treasured possession?
Is the kids watching?
No. Do you, Johnny? We about to take it down. What's your most now? I'm all in. What's your most treasured possession?
Oh no, I'm just joking. My body is my most treasured possession. It's the temple.
Man, you had me all. I was all ready. Take these glasses off. I'm like, listen.
I was ready for a rated R answer, but
you
I
can
said,
do I that on this show. You people. Can do that. All right, I'll ask you later. Now I need to know. I need to know what's going on here. All right, Your body is your most treasured possession. All right, now it's a phony answer. Now that you done let us know it was something else, now it's phony. All right, it's not. Great. Your body's a temple. Great. Thanks. Okay, good answer. All right, that was good. All right, here's number two. Here we go. Ooh, look at this one. What is your greatest regret? Ooh. Wow, here we go. Yeah, I answer the heat. Fuego Rapido is not to be played with, Lindsay.
Listen, okay? I actually live with no regrets, so I really honestly don't have any, honestly.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, okay. So no regrets. That's what the answer is?
Yeah, seriously, no regrets. No regrets. I think it made me into who I am today, so no regrets.
Absolutely. And if you go back and listen to one of the episodes entitled No Regrets, I talk about that. All right? So I like that. All right. Yeah. One. Can we do one more, Lindsay? Can we do one more?
Give me one more, guy. I'm ready.
All right. Here we go. Okay, what's your favorite thing? What's the favorite thing that you bought this year?
I have some. It's this wash that I've purchased, and it might be a little plug from one of my favorite entrepreneurs. It's called Love Yourself Herbal is her brand, and she has a vajayjay soap. Oh my gosh, I call it coochie crack.
Coochie crack,
and that is it. What
you, let me get closer to the mic. So you call it coochie crack?
Yes.
Okay, and that's the most favorite thing you bought, coochie crack.
Listen, every month, every 30 days, it's on my subscription, and that is it. If you don't know, you will know. Her name is Ebony Purvis. Please get y'all some Love Yourself Herbal, and then she got some for men too.
I don't know. No, Lindsay.
But you're not getting coochie crack.
I don't want coochie. No, I don't want coochie crack. No, no. Lindsay, I'm not going to coochie crack. Not doing it. I don't think. No, I don't think. I'm going to say, you know what I'm in the mood for? Oh, it's 30 days. Coochie crack. But
well, she got some for the men. I can't. It's across the room. But she has like, it's everything is herbal. But when I tell you it's from Jesus.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good. That's your most favorite thing you bought for yourself. All right, cool.
Yes.
Coochie crack. Okay. Yes. All right. All right. As always on this show, you know we give that heat and apparently coochie crack. Okay. All right. So thank you for playing Fuego Rapido. All right. So here. Episode 3 in with our wedding season series. I'm here with wedding planner Lindsay Green, who is the owner, operator, lead consultant of her wedding. And I've had a chance to really, really meet her and talk with her. All right. You know, she is doing absolutely great as the owner and lead consultant of Pink Orchid Orchard. Wait, is it Orchard or Orchid?
It's Orchid.
Orchid, right. Pink Orchid Wedding and Events. All right, so can we get into our questions? Because I know that a lot of people at this stage, you know, they're going to start getting ready. I know that you know, and I know as a wedding DJ, that this is around the time where people start planning their wedding. We have this holidays coming up. We have all these things coming up. So people are going to start getting engaged. They're going to start getting proposed to. They're going to start planning that wedding if they've not done so already. All right. So let's get right into the questions.
Come on.
All right. So you know what? So let me ask you this. Just starting. All right. And what made you want to get into wedding planning and events? What made you want to get into that?
I've actually always loved planning events. I am creative by nature, so it's my therapy. I love to create. I love color. I love thinking outside of the box. So my children were my guinea pigs with birthday parties, and they hated me because I was like that mom that forced the party on you. You know, my kids are like, I have two boys. They was like, mom, we don't want a party. Oh, you're having a party. Because I had all this creative stuff like stored up in my mind all year for the next year. So I kind of just took that and ran with it. And, you know, there was a time when wedding planners were popular, but they were not as, and I'm saying this in quotes, as not as needed, so people thought. So I kind of dibbled and dabbled in weddings then. And in my wedding, I got married in 2016, and it was very interesting, to say not the least. I would not want another bride to end up like I ended up. So from there came Pink Orchid Events, the formal business.
Okay, great, great. And let me say this, guys. I met Lindsay at a wedding expo. I met Willa, and guess what? So the setup, so I was the DJ for this wedding expo, and so she was there, and she had a really, really nice, based upon the space that we have, it was really nice. I was like, okay, this was really, really good, and she was very professional. She was very nice. So when I thought about, hey, people need wedding planners, you know, I thought about you, because even off of that small setup, because it was really a small space for us, but it was absolutely dope.
Oh, thank you. We had a good time sitting right next to each other.
See, absolutely. We turned up.
Yes. And this is what came out of it.
And look at that. Now look at you on the show. Now look at how things work. All right.
Well, thank you so much. I love it.
Absolutely. So, all right. So we know why you wanted to get into this. Okay. So please tell the people that's watching, that's listening, you know, a lot of people, they want to do it themselves. Why is it important, Lindsay, that people get an event planner, a wedding planner for their wedding?
Organization. Oh, my goodness. But you cannot be, and I say this, you cannot be the bride, the planner, the baker, the DJ. Although we try to be as brides, and trust me, I'm only speaking because I've been there. You can't be all of that and still enjoy your day and manage to get down the aisle, because things happen. Things happen behind the scenes. Things happen in front of the scenes. And you need a planner to handle all of the logistics to get you down the aisle on time, to make sure things flow so that you can enjoy your day. And you have to, which is very hard for women, to relinquish those duties to the wedding planner to make sure everything flows. It is a necessity. It is imperative that everyone has a wedding planner, and they are planners. Not so most of the, you know, some people say, well, I can't afford a planner. There are affordable planners out here. There really, really, really are. And if you think about the money that you put out versus the faux pas that you're going to look back on your day and see that happen, you're going to wish you had, you know, a wedding planner to assist you throughout the whole process.
Yeah, I agree. As a wedding DJ, and I'll be one of the people in that series, speaking to you guys as a wedding DJ, I've done a lot of weddings, thousands of weddings, and it's definitely, you need a wedding planner, because it might be, everybody tries to do everything. You know, some people are very successful at pulling everything off, but then I feel like they don't get a chance to be the bride, because now they're everything, you know?
Right. You don't get that chance to enjoy.
Right. And I've seen when a person has a wedding planner versus that they don't, because when I'm dealing with the wedding planner, I'm really, you know, all you can just be the bride or the groom or whatever you're going to be in your ceremony, and that's it. So yeah, I definitely would co-sign that message. All right. Okay. Yeah. So people are getting married, you know, outside it's going to open back up, Lindsay. Okay. Even though people are getting married now, I just done 3 weddings this month. So people are getting out here, they're getting married, they're getting hitched. Somebody's planning it right now. Somebody by the end of this week, statistically, has probably got proposed to. To the people that are listening to this episode, that are ready to start planning their wedding, let's start off with, what are some of the things that they should do?
So right now, you know, we are in a really funny time with this COVID pandemic. Maryland is a hot state. Baltimore County, Baltimore City are very hot cities. I would just say get a planner. That's number one. Definitely get a planner. Get a planner. How can I say? Get a planner.
You can say whatever you want on the show, Lindsay. You can say whatever you want. You literally said coochie crack. So at this point, it's all downhill. I don't know what more outside of coochie crack can you say on this show that is above that? So say what you want to say.
I'm sorry. Listen, get you a planner that's knowledgeable in what's happening with this COVID crisis, with this pandemic. Mm-hmm. Get you a planner that has done extensive networking and that has great relationship with vendors that are familiar with this COVID pandemic, because we don't know when it's going to end. I was talking with one of my other business partners, and she was saying, everybody's saying second wave, second wave, second wave. She's like, hey, when did the first wave ever end? So now that numbers are going back up, it's a possibility that we may be shutting down again. It's a possibility, because we're not at 100% for venues right now. So yeah, you have to now plan. I booked a bride on, yesterday in her console, I had to tell her, listen, okay, you have hypothetically 100 guests. Well, let's prepare for the pandemic. Should we not open back up at a max capacity? Let's prepare a list for 50. So get you a planner, definitely one that knows what's going to happen and who's very knowledgeable, who can read contracts, who can negotiate, who has a COVID clause in their contract, who makes sure that the vendors have COVID clauses in their contract just in case anything happens. We had a lot of issues, you know, this year with this coming. We didn't know it was coming. It was this is a pandemic. This isn't considered an act of God, which are in acts of God are in clauses. Okay, well, the COVID pandemic wasn't. So how many venues lost money? How many brides lost money? How many DJs, hello, lost money and things had to be postponed because we did not know what we were going into and we were unaware. And several of us, we felt our way through it. You know, we managed to group together every week and say, hey, okay, what are you doing this week? What's happening next week? What are we going to do next week? And what's happening with this contract or what's happening with this venue? Hey, have you heard anything? So that we know how to fill ourselves out just in case we never come out of this pandemic. Who knows if we'll be back at 100%. You understand? Like, yeah. We're in masks. We now have social distancing at tables. They have to be 6 feet apart. It's so many rules and so many logistics. So the first thing I would tell anybody is to secure yourself a knowledgeable event planner. And it's okay to interview your event planners. You don't have to go with your cousin, sister, aunt that says, hey, I do weddings, because what's going to happen is they may do weddings, but do they do contracts? Do they do follow through? Do they do negotiations? Are they certified to do this? Have they maintained a reputable reputation with these businesses where they're willing to negotiate through this COVID pandemic? Maybe, maybe not. It's okay. Interview your planners and make sure they're a right fit for you. Make sure they're a right fit for the couple, a right fit for your guests, and can handle that. You know, we have different, I know I've changed my business structure due to COVID. It's certain things that I will and will not do. And that's okay. Because I have to compromise. I understand that I have to put myself out there as a business owner. You know, I am the first person that they'll see and will be interacting with 200 and 300 people. Do I want to expose myself to that group of people in COVID? You understand? So everybody is different, but definitely interview you different planners. Find the one that fits for you. Find the one that's going to definitely work for you, because this is new to you, and it's also new to us. So the first thing you do, get a wedding planner ASAP.
All right. So getting a wedding planner that can take the load off. So that way you guys can, as a wedding planner, can figure out, you know, what are the logistics that are happening in those facilities as well, yes, as those venues, what people are doing, what not people are doing. You're right. Cause some people they're not doing things. There have been some venues that have drastically changed. Hey, we're only allowing 50 people, or we only allowing things. And, you know, especially when somebody's fit, you know, this is their special day. This is a couple's special day. You know, you sort of, you know, you want somebody to be able to handle that, as opposed to all of the stress and all those things. That makes total sense. Thank you for that.
Yes. And you know, right. Can I insert, Gary, real quick?
You can insert. Go ahead. Great.
There's a difference between a venue planner and a wedding planner.
Yes.
The venue planner takes care of the venue. They make sure everything flows on the day of the venue. The wedding planner takes care of the couple. So understand, when you're going into this, the venue planner is not your wedding planner.
Nope. They only care about the venue.
Yes.
Yes. Please, please do. So that way, as a DJ, you know, we're going over that, but we're going to talk about that in my session. But yeah. So I'm glad. Thank you for specifying the difference. Mm-hmm. All right. So you talked about, the main thing, of course, is getting a wedding planner, some of the things, so that way they can get those logistics out. That way they can make sure they map out their wedding. All right. So we talked about what they should do. All right. But Lindsay, here, episode 8, wedding season. This is a series. What should people not do?
Do not plan for 200 and 300 guests right now. Do not plan for that. Because your venue is going to need to hold. If we're at 50% and you're planning for 200 and 300 guests, your venue is going to need to hold at least 500 to 600 people. So do not plan these massive events right now. And for your safety, understand that your safety is first. And it's imperative. Like, that is so important that you consider the safety of yourself, the safety of your guests, the safety of your older guests that will be in attendance. So try not to plan these gigantic weddings so you won't be disappointed.
Okay.
And so financially.
So let's say hypothetically, everything is over. So let's say by next wedding season, and I agree with you, I think that we're going to see more because where people are out here, things can be happening. Let's say hypothetically, by next wedding season, and wedding season starts in April, right?
Yes.
Okay. So we have wedding season starting in April. Let's say things are done. We got it. Done. Eliminated. So what is something that they shouldn't do with a okay wedding season? What is something they should not do? If we did not have COVID right now, if COVID was not a thing, what would you tell a couple not to do?
I'm a big person on budgeting. I am big on budgeting. I talk to my clients about budgeting, and I believe that people have to live after the wedding.
Yeah.
So I'm a big person on too. I'm so sorry. And I'm hearing myself and I'm like, don't say
It's okay. It's all right.
Definitely budget. Set a budget and do not go over your budget because you have to live afterwards. Not only that, consider the sources when you're getting married. If you have children, if you want to buy a home, if you want to go on your honeymoon, enjoy some things. The wedding will be there. The wedding lasts for one day. You are having it for your other guests and, of course, to celebrate you. But definitely set your budget. Stick to your budget and understand that there are other things that need to, other responsibilities that you need to take care of and handle. But definitely be budget conscious. Definitely. I believe in splurging on that one thing, though. But
so you're saying that I shouldn't plan, if I was to get married again, a helicopter taking me, dropping me onto a white horse, and then that white horse galloping into the place and doves carrying me over to.
Do you see my face? No,
just imagine this. A helicopter dropping me off on top of a white horse. The white horse is taking me to the venue. And then a series of doves grabbing me and flying me over to the top, to where the officiant is.
First of all, Gary, let's discuss these doves that should probably be more like vultures, okay? Gary, you're like 10'7". Like, let's discuss this.
It is so good that you think that joke is going to end on the not get edited out.
Listen, let's discuss these doves, number one. I mean, I stood next to you, Gary. I like literally come under your underarm. So doves is definitely a no. The horse dropping you, the helicopter dropping you
on top of the horse.
That's really, but if that happens, let me be there because I want to witness you landing properly on this horse. Are you having children again? Do you plan on having children again?
No, what? Man. Okay,
because got that horse dropping you, that helicopter dropping you on your horse, enabling that right there. That's definitely, that's a wrap. And that's for everything else. That's a no, guy. That's a no.
Thanks.
That's a no.
So, okay. No, all right.
No, so you should not plan.
You're right. And you know, to be honest, in our field, there are some people that because of the emotions of a wedding, because of all these things happening, that they inflate their prices because of this. It's not to say that some people, of course, people are worth what they're worth, but some people, because they know it's a wedding, because they know that people want, hey, I want everything to be gold, real gold, not gold play. I want things to be gold. Hey, but I only have like an $85 budget. What can you do with this? You know, right. That it is going to be some people that something that would have been normal, but now it's extra couple of hundred, even thousands of dollars. Yeah. So, okay. All right. So you're saying, again, just to clarify, no to the doves carrying me to the altar.
That would be a no, but I will definitely check on some geese or some vultures. I'll make that happen. I can make that.
Oh, that was good. You'll never be on the show again. That was so good.
I'll just text it to you. But
I'm imagining vultures carrying me, dropping me, and then how are the vultures going to be carrying me, but also looking at me like I'm going to drop him and then we're going to eat? No, we can't do that. But I like that. Okay, so making sure they plan, they get their budget in. Yeah, you're right. I totally agree with that. People will be trying to ball. I get it. People's emotions are involved.
Yeah, you know what? And it's easy. I do, you know, it's easy to get carried away. It's easy to say, I like. It's easy to Pinterest and screenshot, but then you have to think realistically. I'm going to give you what you want. By no means am I telling you take the cheap way out. No, I'm going to give you what you want. I'm also going to give you what you can afford. I just don't want 90 days before the wedding come and you're trying to rob Peter to pay Paul, you know, make things happen. If you're going to plan comfortably, still live comfortably, you know, like, let's just be a little bit realistic.
Okay.
And so, and the vault, the doves are definitely out of the question.
That's okay. Yeah, okay. I guess I can call that off. I guess I'll just text the helicopter company. So, okay. So now, of course, with different venues and different vendors, they're different prices. Can you give us an idea of what we should be looking at for a wedding planner? Not specifically, because again, it's going to be based upon what they want from you. And what should they get an idea? You can just give us a vague number. And don't say from $1 to $1 million, because I'm going to delete you. But what is something that you might, you know, that they can sort of have an idea of what they're looking at? Of course, we know what they need, what they're getting out of it. But what's a good, not a good idea, but what's a range?
Honestly, I can't give you a range because everyone charges differently. Yeah. You have hourly planners, you have package planners, you have planners, you have event planners and event designers that come linked together. I see people where they are considered day of planners and they start at $999 and up. Everybody's packages are different. It's just shopping around. Some people charge per person, so per guest.
Wow. Yes.
And they may be grouped together between every 20 guests, every 25 guests. So you have different prices, different price ranges. And then it depends. I have three different packages. I have the package where you can get everything with the wedding design as well as wedding planning. I have a basic package that just comes with wedding planning. And then I also have your contractual package. So everything is different. It depends. I try to meet the needs of every single bride. And again, like I said, I started this because of what happened to me during my wedding process. And I don't want to see it happen to another bride. So I try to be as flexible with my prices as possible. So I make sure that bride gets a planner for that day. Definitely.
Makes sense. And you're right. And I think I've come across a lot of different ones. I think that my first interaction was a wedding planner, then an in-house. And I was like, well, isn't this person supposed to be, you know, but they were only for the venue. So that makes total sense. So thank you for that. All right. So we talked about why did she get it? What made you get into it? What things that we should do and what things we shouldn't do. All right. So for the millions of people listening right now, please give us a lasting thought or thoughts on wedding planning. What can you offer us? What can you offer us?
So I wanted to just go back and say this really quick. The funny thing is, you said people are getting engaged every day, and I went downtown yesterday to Inner Harbor, and two people got engaged yesterday at the same time. I thought it was so cute. I was like, oh, congratulations. And I didn't throw like business cards at them, but I thought it was just super cute that they were getting engaged yesterday. And it was so beautiful outside. It was such a beautiful day yesterday to be outside. But I would just say, if I could just leave anything with everyone listening, to make sure you secure a wedding planner. Again, let me reiterate that's knowledgeable in the field, that has a great networking, awesome vendors, preferred vendors list that you can work with. Someone that will definitely lead you and guide you and allow you to bring your vision to life. Here at Pink Orchid Events, that's definitely what we're all about. We put our couples first. We love our couples. Our couples end up becoming family, and we follow them through. We go to baby showers. We end up decorating baby showers. We're there at the births. We're there at anniversaries, and we try to keep a close-knit family. So we definitely treat you like you are one of our own. You're not just a client. Once you sign that contract, you become family, and we grow together. We are on all of your social networks, all of your social media networks. We're on Facebook as Pink Orchid Weddings. We're on Instagram as Pink. I have to remember because I have two. I'm sorry. Pink Orchid Events Baltimore and Pink Orchid Weddings. We are on those formats. And you can follow us there. You can DM me. You can shoot me an email at love@pinkorchidevents.com if you have some questions. We do offer free one-hour consultations. And from there, we will try to direct you. And honestly, if we are not the perfect fit, we will send you to some planners that definitely are. We do believe in sharing. We have an awesome networking base that we work with as far as other planners, where we do, you know, refer out if we're not the perfect fit, and they refer to us. We love it. I love what I do. I love my clients. I love being creative. I love the memories. And most of all, I love my favorite part of weddings is seeing my bride walk down the aisle and seeing the groom on the other end. It just does something to me. And when I get that referral letter, or when I just get that great hug during the process or at the end of the wedding, it just does me great joy just to know that my job has been satisfied. And believe it or not, wedding planners are definitely a referral-based business. So if I don't provide those services, of course, I will not be referred again. So I love the fact that my business is growing because my clients think enough of me and think I'm just that awesome to keep referring me for baby showers, weddings, and whatever event, you know, they're on my constant call list. So I'm definitely excited for that. But get yourself a wedding planner.
All right. Okay. All right. Great. 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 So we know. So you gave us our lasting thoughts and you gave us, you know, your contact info. We'll make sure we have all that contact info out there. Lindsay, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you, Gary. And Gary, I have a quick question for you. When you asked me those three, can I ask you my three? Well, I only have one. Don't look at me like I have one question.
I'm sorry. I didn't know this was the Pink Orchid Show podcast. But go ahead. What's up?
See, plan, do, and ask Gary a question.
Oh, go ahead. We got time. I got time. What's up?
So what do you think about, you asked me about candy corn. So what do you think about Peeps?
Oh, okay. I mean, Peeps is cool. They're marshmallows, so, you know, they're fine. I mean, they're not candy corn. I mean, they're okay. I mean, Peeps are okay. I don't divulge into. I don't dip into them, but I think that they're not, you know, they're not bad. What are your thoughts about them?
They are my absolute favorite candy in the whole world.
All right. Well, with that being said, get them out of here. What else you got for me?
Let me think. I think that was just it. I kind of felt some kind of way when you do that candy corn, because you either have candy corn lovers or peep lovers, and I'm definitely a peep lover.
But I'm okay with liking Peeps. You know what? I might have to test that theory and see people who despise candy corn. And you know what, Lindsay? I've been getting a lot of smoke from people, and all I tell people is that if you talk to me about candy corn, you despise candy corn, just turn your locations on so we can have a face-to-face conversation about it. But you know.
Well, but let's do this.
I'm gonna have to ask people who despise candy corn what are their thoughts about Peeps. That might be a thing. I don't know.
I think we should do a split on the C plan do the Peeps people and the candy corn people.
And then we have a gang fight. So that's what you're saying. We should have a gang fight. And my son Logan is here in the building. Come on over here, son. Say hi. All right,
hi, Logan.
What are your thoughts about Peeps?
Peeps are the best candy.
Yeah, Logan. Do you have a Cash App, baby? I need to.
Cash App is $ Gary O'Neill Jr. That's what it is.
Listen, I got you, Logan. You get Cash App today as soon as we finish some money, so you can go buy you some Peeps, because I don't understand.
That's exactly what'll happen. Yeah. But I like Peeps though. I do like Peeps. Peeps are not bad. I mean, you know.
When we went to the national park, it was a whole Peep store with Peep themed everything.
Oh, okay, great.
Logan, do you know they closed down? I went, listen.
Oh, man. They closed down. So sorry about that, guys, that it closed down. Man, guess what? If there was a candy corn store, it wouldn't get closed down. All right.
And the Peeps factory has now shut down due to COVID.
Oh, what? Dang. Yeah. Say bye, Logan.
Bye.
Okay.
I'll cash app you, Logan, because your dad's upset.
Sure. No. See, we with the candy corn community, we're fine. We're okay with understanding that everyone can't have the delicacy and everyone doesn't have the palate of the delicacy, which is candy corn. I get it. All right, Lindsay, thank you so much for stopping by. Guess what, guys? Make sure you connect with Lindsay. Make sure she's an amazing, amazing wedding planner, event planner. I think, you know what? If I really want to have like a New Year's event, but I don't know. I'm a little worried about what's going on. But please make sure that you connect with her and all of those wonderful, and make sure you get your events, connect with her. Make sure you reach out to her right now for your weddings. Guess what, guys? This is the end of the episode. As always, you catch each and every show that drops on Tuesdays here on the C Plan Do website. You can check out this episode, previous episodes. All right, go straight to that link. You'll see our Facebook link. You'll see our social media link. Again, that is cplandoshow.com. All right, if you're looking to promote your goods, your services, your events, your book, anything that's happening, please reach out to me for commercial and sponsorship opportunities. All right. And guess what? This show is powered by Patreon viewers. So if you are looking for bonus stuff to support the show, please make sure you head on to C Plan Do Show. You'll see the Patreon link for the price of a cup of coffee. All right, for the price of a chicken box, for apparently the price of two doves. They can't fly you in, but for two doves, you can support this show as well as your favorite life coach. Hey, last but certainly not least, thank you for listening to this episode. Thank you for watching this episode. You are the best part of the show. You. And come here. You don't have to be brought in on a horse, but you are the best part of the show. All right. Catch us next week for another jam-packed, power-packed podcast. And guess what it's packed with? Not peeps. Not candy corn, the vibes. Until we see each other again, until we talk again, until we share those special, sweet moments again. Hey, man, make sure, as always, you stay safe. You know, tell your loved ones that you love them. And always remember to see, plan it out. Get that wedding planner. Get that event planner and plan it out. And also do. All right, your life coach loves you. Enjoy the rest of your time here. See you next time. Bye.